This is the CBS World News Roundup. Why did he do it?
He seemed like a perfectly normal person.
Atlanta Mayor Bill Campbell, as the probe of the dozen dead shooting rampage continues.
I don't know if we'll ever know exactly why Mr. Barden inflicted such damage on our city.
President Clinton's in Sarajevo for the Balkan summit. Good morning, everybody. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News. With the suicide of suspect Mark Barden, the reasons for the horrifying shooting rampage in Atlanta that left a dozen people dead and a dozen others wounded may never be fully understood. Our reports begin with CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano.
The city of Atlanta is well into its return to work this morning. To the casual observer, just another day. But in the financial district, where offices have reopened, there's still yellow police tape and long faces, as we hear from CBS News reporter Jim Crisula.
Workers driving into nearby office building, parking garages, or walking briskly from bus stops aren't saying much about yesterday's carnage in this upscale neighborhood. Greg Lee talked about the need for added security as he brought his wife to work.
Hopefully they will now start, you know, monitoring every car that come in and et cetera, you know, from employees and employee families and things like that.
With police still blocking off the entrances to the two office buildings involved in the rampage, several flower bouquets have been left beneath the yellow crime scene tape. Live in Buckhead, I'm Jim Crisula, CBS News.
While families grieve for the nine killed, others stand watch over the wounded. CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston reports from Atlanta's Grady Hospital.
We have three in critical condition, two stable, and one in good condition. We're told that one of those people in critical condition is in very critical condition and is teetering on the brink of life and death.
This massacre wasn't limited to the financial district, but stretched 35 miles to the south in the suburb of Stockbridge, where police discovered the gunman's wife and 12 and 7-year-old children bludgeoned to death, and a note detailing three more targets he didn't get to. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News, Atlanta.
This is Rob Milford in Stockbridge, Georgia. He killed my best friend is the newspaper headline. It was someone who knew 11-year-old Matthew or 8-year-old Michelle Barden in the Bristol Green Apartments. Marcia DeVries was a Barden neighbor.
He seemed like a perfect gentleman always. I had no reason to think otherwise.
The family had lived here less than 4 weeks, and the police chief says a hammer was used by Barden in all three deaths. They will release the notes found with the bodies and more information on the killings later this morning. Rob Milford, CBS News, Stockbridge, Georgia.
In Sarajevo for the Balkan summit, President Clinton spoke of the Atlanta massacre.
Our thoughts today primarily are with the families of the victims and with those that are still struggling for their lives in the hospital.
Since 1993, Barden had been widely regarded as a suspect in the bludgeoning deaths of his first wife and mother-in-law at an Alabama campground. But for lack of evidence, no charges were ever filed. Barden was a stock market day trader, an unusually risky occupation, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Ed Crane.
Get rich in your spare time. That's the pitch from investment groups like Alltech, where Mark Barden once traded and returned with guns blazing yesterday. But the pitch is not as simple as it sounds. Day traders head for special trading rooms or even use their home computers to buy and sell stocks, bonds, and other securities at a furious pace, often on margin or credit. The idea is to make quick money on the gains or losses of a particular stock on a given day, buying hundreds or thousands of shares, then selling them within minutes of a fractional gain or loss.
Day trading is not investing. It is speculating. It is gambling. If you want to gamble, I suggest you go to Las Vegas because the food is better.
Securities regulator Phil Feigen, like other forms of gambling, day trading's a hobby to some, an expensive obsession to others. Reporting live, I'm Ed Crane, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
You're tuned to KNX 1070.
The regions of Los Angeles County are among the most creative, innovative, and diverse communities in the world. It's no coincidence that leaders in information technology, telecommunications, biomedicine, and all forms of design-based industries are thriving in Southern California. It's where the resources are. One of the key resources for business is the Los Angeles Economic Development Corporation. The LAEDC is a private nonprofit company supported by business to help navigate your business in LA County, where success requires an edge. Whether you're manufacturing electronics for a communication satellite or reinventing e-commerce for the millennium, your business will need practical help to grow and operate smoothly. The LAEDC provides that help with new sites and locations, permits, workforce information, and research on economic trends. They understand bottom-line business needs and can offer custom solutions for your company. For business assistance, call the LAEDC toll-free at 1-888-4-LAEDC-1. That's 1-888-4-LAEDC-1. Your success is their business.
A news conference in Maryland today at which the status of the grand jury investigation of Monica Lewinsky's telephone taper, Linda Tripp, will be discussed. More from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Linda Tripp could face indictment on Maryland's wiretap law. A grand jury is meeting right now, and Tripp's lawyer believes his client will be indicted for the secretly taped phone conversations that triggered the investigation that led to the impeachment of the president. The prosecutor in the case plans an announcement later today. If Tripp is charged, she would be the only key figure in the Lewinsky scandal to face criminal indictment. The crime carries up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The Environmental Protection Agency is about to slap a ban on the use of the pesticide methylparathion on apples, pears, peaches, cherries, and other produce. The agency's concerned that overexposure may cause nervous system damage, especially in small children and infants. Use of another popular pesticide, azinphos methyl, will be sharply restricted. The government's looking for ways to protect patients who shop for prescriptions at their friendly internet neighborhood drugstore. We get the story live from CBS News correspondent Dan Revive.
The Federal Trade Commission will tell a House subcommittee this morning that online pharmacies should be forced to disclose where the drugs come from and check who's prescribing. Subcommittee Chairman Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan.
Many websites today allow consumers to order prescription medication, often without ever seeing a doctor face-to-face, and sometimes even without a valid prescription.
But witnesses are supporting drugstore.com and the other sites. An advocate for the elderly, Bob Michelle, says legitimate sites provide a service.
Millions of Americans who can enjoy the convenience of turning on their computer and ordering medication that may otherwise be difficult to obtain.
Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Slobodan Milosevic pointedly not invited as President Clinton and other leaders settle down to the work of their summit in Sarajevo.
By staging their summit here in Sarajevo, a city still rebuilding from the bloodiest conflict in Europe since World War II, the leaders from some 40 nations, including President Clinton, hope to symbolize their commitment to peace, growth, and democracy in southeastern Europe in the aftermath of the Kosovo conflict.
We want to promote the integration of all the democracies within the region and then the integration of the region with Europe.
The president's offering $350 million in U.S. development aid to the region, but not to Serbia. He says Serbia will only have a future when it rids itself of Slobodan Milosevic and his policies. Mark Noller, CBS News, with a president in Sarajevo.
Americans' personal income advanced at a higher than expected 0.7% last month, the biggest gain in the figure since last November, and outpacing the rate of consumer spending. But the national savings rate remained at a near record low. On Wall Street right now, the Dow Industrial's off about 2.5. The NASDAQ composite is up more than 19, and the S&P 500 is up nearly 4. The time on the roundup, 8 minutes after the hour.
KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
Let's compare notes, California. The 1999 Isuzu Rodeo LS has more horsepower than Ford Explorer XLT.
More power means I can go farther, faster.
Rodeo has higher payload capacity than Explorer.
That means I can carry more in my Rodeo.
Isuzu Rodeo has longer basic and powertrain warranties than Explorer.
That's more time on the road with peace of mind.
Rodeo LS has all these standard features and costs nearly $2,500 less than Ford Explorer XLT.
Wow, that means lower monthly payments.
Yes, when you review the notes, it's clear that Isuzu Rodeo is the better choice for a sport utility.
Now I just have to pick out my favorite color.
Isuzu Rodeo goes where the competition doesn't. It goes farther.
And it looks great, too.
See your Southern California Isuzu dealer. Go farther.
Go, California.
Competitive information based on latest manufacturer brochures and specification sources. American Isuzu Motors is not responsible for the accuracy of the data.
He's been in the Army longer than almost any soldier, all his life, in fact. And today, as we hear from CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein, he's 35 years old.
Pretend there's trouble for G.I. Joe.
Millions of kids have had a special relationship with G.I. Joe. Kurt Grower designed them for 10 years.
This is a chance to relive your childhood, but also it's a chance to bond with your child.
Collectors from all over the country are here for the 35th anniversary of the action figure. The event is organized by Brian Savage, who says never call it a doll.
In the beginning, the Hasbro people were actually told anybody that referred to the figure as a doll would be terminated from the company.
Hasbro is starting a search today for 35 real-life G.I. Joes. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Mission accomplished. And that's the World News Roundup for this Friday, July 30th, 1999. The broadcast is produced by Steve Bolton, and I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.